you might say molasses. If you wanted to describe it to somebody, you'd say thick. Molasses. Thick.
Thick is molasses, wouldn't it?
Well, this jar of molasses that had been cooked a long time and gotten real heavy, you'd say this jar of molasses
is slow.
Well, or is thick. What do you call that sweet liquid that you pour on your pancakes?
Syrup, maple syrup.
But you know, some of it says on the jar that it's imitation maple syrup. But if you had some that was not imitation, you might say, now this is
genuine.
Suppose you were going to buy sugar that wasn't packaged, but they were going to weigh it out of a barrel, you might say it's sold
loose.
What is that sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and fruit juice?
Jelly.
What do you put on the table and usually keep to season food with? Usually keep on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
If there's a bowl of peaches and apples on the table and someone offers you a peach and you say, no, give me
an apple,
if that's what you want. If you're speaking of some boys and you were trying to identify a particular group, you'd say, it wasn't these boys, it was
those.
If you're pointing to a tree a long way off, you might say, it's
over there.
If you're trying to explain to someone how you did something, you might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
If someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to him to make him repeat? What would you say?
Say, I didn't hear you.
If a man has plenty of money and he doesn't have to worry, have anything to worry about, but if a man doesn't have plenty of money, you might say that life is hard on a man
that's poor.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have
an orchard.
And you might ask someone if it's his orchard, and he would say, no, I'm just a neighbor. But he would point to someone else and say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
If you were speaking of a boy whose father is rich, you might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
and his father was rich.